Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,300 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, Harry, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's go. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hello, Raven. Can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Harry.
Okay, so he's walking out of here. When the door closes, he can't hear us. We're in the studio. It's soundproof. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have about 3 seconds to answer each one. He comes back in, and I ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to do it?
Yes, I am.
Number one, Build-A-Bear is releasing a limited-time E.T. plush in honor of the movie's 40th anniversary. What does E.T. stand for?
Extraterrestrial.
Number two, Camila Cabello is the newest judge on The Voice. Which two judges are married to each other?
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Number three, the FDA has warned people not to cook chicken in NyQuil despite the newest TikTok trend. DayQuil is orange. What color is NyQuil?
Blue.
Number four, John Hamm addressed rumors that he doesn't wear underwear and says they're not true. He wears them every day of his life. He played Don Draper on what TV series?
The Office.
And number five, Princess Charlotte and Prince George are officially using their new last name. What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. Not bad, Harry. Let me bring Raven back. Where did he go? Come on.
Yo.
Here we go. Harry got 3 out of 5.
All right, Harry. $2,300. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one, Build-A-Bear is releasing a limited time E.T. plush in honor of the movie's 40th anniversary.
Well, it's probably $1,000.
No. Build-A-Bear? I think it retails for like $36, if I'm remembering correctly.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. What does E.T. stand for?
Extraterrestrial. Come on.
Yes. I also learned that I have a very difficult time saying extraterrestrial. I don't know what my problem was. It was like one of those words. Number two, Camila Cabello is the newest judge on The Voice. Which two judges are married to each other?
Blake and Gwen.
Yes. Number three, the FDA has warned people not to cook chicken in NyQuil despite the newest TikTok trend.
Oh, my gosh.
DayQuil is orange. What color is NyQuil?
That's green, isn't it?
I would have taken green or blue. It is green, but there's like a cool version one that's kind of blue, so I decided I would take either, so you guys both got that.
I mean, it sounds like nonsense, but okay.
All right. Number four, John Hamm. No, what's nonsense is that people are cooking chicken in NyQuil.
Well, that would be correct. That is also nonsense.
Number four, John Hamm addressed rumors that he doesn't wear underwear and says they're not true. He wears them every day of his life. He played Don Draper on what TV series?
Mad Men.
Yes. And number five, Princess Charlotte and Prince George are officially using their new last name. What is it?
Winchester?
No.
No.
That's not even. That's a made up thing. You just
Kensington?
Said. No. You're just saying British things.
Right. Birmingham?
No.
Nope.
No. I think you can give up now.
All right.
Yeah. It's Wales. So they were, you know, Prince George of Cambridge, mm-hmm. and now they're Prince George of Wales. So Wales is their new last name as they move up next in line to the throne.
Oh, I didn't know that's how it worked.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry, Harry. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Harry, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time, bro. Enjoy that shirt. $2,400 tomorrow, Anna.
And if you think you can take Raven down, too, remember, you can always sign up to play at annaandraven.com.